Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, and get $100 at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by SGPN's Big Game Bingo. $57 gift card to every bingo hit on the SGPN's Big Game Bingo contest. And we're also brought to you by SGPN's 57 Bets Challenge. $570 in cash and a $570 gift card to the winner of the props contest. Get all of our contest information exclusively on the SGPN app. And if you're going to be out in Arizona for the big game, make sure to check out our live show at Ainsworth Thursday at 11 a.m. Register today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game. Welcome everyone to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Tuesday, February 7th, currently 3:34 on the East Coast. It is officially Super Bowl week here, and this season just flew by. But joining me here to break down the prop betting for the big game, you guys know him as the voice of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast, the F1 Gambling Podcast, of course, the NFL Gambling Podcast, and here on the PropCast, it's Rod Villagomez. Rod, we are approaching the finish line, my friend.
Wait, there's a game this weekend. My season ended last or 2 weekends ago, so I think I'm, you know, I'm just getting caught up now. There's something going on, and yeah, I guess I'll pay attention. But
I think the bigger question is, have you recovered?
I have. And again, I think I went into last week ready to be heartbroken anyways, but I just didn't think it was going to get stomped on. I figured I would leave heartbroken, but I didn't think I was about to get it ripped out and like shoved in my face. So yeah, I'm good though.
Yeah, I mean, look, that was a tough situation, definitely. When you're down to your fourth string quarterback and it's by a gentleman, and no disrespect to Josh Johnson, it's a very tough hill to climb after what kind of transpired for the San Francisco 49ers. And again, it's just been the theme for them for the past several years, Rod. And you know this, of course, as a 49ers fan. It's just health, man. It's whether it's at the running back position, like a couple seasons in the past, and this season, unfortunately, it is at the most important position in the entire football league, or probably, I think, in sports generally, at that quarterback position. So, again, another interesting offseason. We'll get into offseason stuff after the season is over. Again, the PropCast and the NFL Gambling Podcast will be there all season long, or all offseason long. We'll get into more stuff. But one more order of business here, Rod. We do have the big game on Sunday between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. So you guys know how we do it on the PropCast. We're going to throw out a lot of props here today. We're going to go through about five player props. We'll get into game props. We'll throw about four or five each of those. I think our touchdown props will be tied into there as well. And then we'll throw out a win bet, build your own bet as well. And then we'll give our predictions for the Super Bowl as well, how we think it's going to transpire, and we'll give you our predictions as well. So it should be a fun show here, Rod. How you feeling, man?
Woo. I mean, it's packed. We're definitely packing it in, and I'm feeling good. There's so many bets for the Super Bowl. It's just insane. Yeah. Obviously, we know that this is it is the most bet event out there. So there's so many different angles and there's so much fun we can have. I had fun digging into some of the specialty bets that we're about to talk about, but yeah, lots of good stuff happening this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really, really, really big menu. It's like the Cheesecake Factory menu, I mean, of a football game here, Rod. But yeah, look, I mean, I think tracking down these prop bets is one thing from sportsbook to sportsbook. I know, you know, WynnBET has offered a lot of prop bets, and then obviously all the other sports books as well. But it's just kind of fun just kind of going through it. And honestly, you probably have to spend like an hour or two just kind of going through the menu and seeing all the different type of prop bets that there are. Before we dive into it, obviously, Terrell and Scott did do the exotic prop bet, so definitely check them out if you haven't already. They went through a DFS lineup and they threw out, I know, some crazy prop bets, especially when Terrell's on the pod. So definitely check them out as well. But hey, we're gonna get into the player props and game props, like I mentioned. So, Rod, why don't we kick it off with? Let's start with the player props here, as we usually do. We'll give about 5 player props each, and then we'll go from there. So why don't you lead us off, my man? What's your first player prop for the big game?
I wish we had 2 good quarterbacks to pick from in this game. I really wish that we had quarterbacks that could play. No, I'm just kidding. I will start out with the prop or the passing props as I normally do. I found one that I liked, and I kind of liked where this was at plus money. It's not like super going to make you rich plus money, but I think it's a great way to start off your first, at least the first drive for the Philadelphia Eagles. And that's Jalen Hurts yards on first completion. Now this is his passing yards on the first completion. The over under set at 10.5. I like the over on this. It's at plus 105. And last week against San Francisco, his first completion was only 6 yards. But before that, against the Giants, it was 40. The week before that, against the Giants, it was 35. The week before that, against Chicago, it was 21. And then the Giants before that was 13. So in 4 of the last 6 games that he's played, he's had a completion over this mark, over 10.5. So I like that. Now, where he's going to run into a little bit of trouble is the Chiefs, as they haven't really been giving up the big play on the first completed pass. Last week, 2 weeks ago, Joe Burrow only had 3 yards on his first completion. Trevor Lawrence had 6 on his. Stidman had 10. He was the one that was closest. But then Denver only had 7. Seattle didn't get any yards on their first completion. And then Houston, you have to go all the way back to Houston a few weeks ago to find one that was over 10.5. But I think Jalen Hurts is a little better than most of the quarterbacks on that list, if not all. And I think this first one that he's going to complete, even if it's a screen pass, can go for, you know, a good 5, 6, 7 more yards than what he completes it at. So I like it. It's at plus 105. It's just a nice little tidy way to start your day, I think.
I think that, you know, for Jalen Hurts, he obviously has the weapons to get over this number, right? When we talk about guys like AJ Green, because I just read that he retired, but AJ Brown of the Eagles, and obviously Devontae Smith as well, right? And I think Devontae Smith is the one guy I think we probably have to look out for in this game. I think that he's going to have a big game, and he's pretty much their downfield threat. You know, we saw it last week. Again, it was an incompletion against the 49ers in that first drive. But again, we've seen it throughout the season where Jalen Hurts has been able to find both, I don't see Devontae Smith and AJ Green for big pass plays. And also, I think Dallas Goedert's going to have a big game as well. So I think there's going to be plenty of opportunities for him to kind of push the ball down the field. I would highly doubt that they'd start with a wide receiver screen. But even if they did to Devontae Smith, I think that he's definitely capable of breaking it out with the speed that he does have.
Yeah, I can see Dallas Goedert cutting a route short right at the first down sticks and then reaching over for another yard.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So that leads me to my first player prop here, Rod. I'm going to go with Dallas Goedert here, over 48.5 receiving yards for this game. And I think that, you know, some of the things that we do talk about, and I think that sometimes a forgotten position for this Eagles team is that tight end position, where we talk, like I mentioned, with the names of AJ Brown and Devontae Smith, that sometimes the attention does go to those guys. But you take a look at during the regular season, as far as a yardage perspective, the Kansas City Chiefs did allow around 47.3 yards to that tight end position. I know this is right, pretty much right on the number, but I feel like there's going to be an opportunity where Dallas Goedert is going to be heavily involved in this passing game, whether that's going to be in the middle of the field, whether, like you mentioned, he's going to be able to find those soft spots in this Kansas City Chiefs defense and just make those catches and, you know, maybe, you know, get some yards after catcher, just reach over and, you know, get those extra yards. So I like Dallas Goedert in this game. I think that he's going to be able to take some pressure off of guys like, you know, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, and even the running game for the Philadelphia Eagles. So my first player, I'm going to go with Dallas Goedert over 48.5 receiving yards.
if there's one thing, and my brother's a Chiefs fan, so I can attest to this, that he cries over the most is that passing defense for the Chiefs. I mean, they're not terrible, but they are prone to giving up plays that make you go, what in the hell are you even guarding out there? So, yeah, I definitely could see Dallas Goedert at least, you know, three or four times causing my brother to anguish loudly in pain.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right that it's really been bend but don't break for this Chiefs defense all season long, right? And I think that opportunities will definitely be there for, in particular, hopefully, Dallas Goedert in this game. All right, take us over to player prop number two. What do you got?
All right, I'm going to take both the combination of Miles Sanders and Isaiah Pacheco. Their rushing total together is set at 109.5. I'm going to take the over on that, and this one's at -105. Look, I know that neither one of these guys are tearing up the charts right now, and you look back at the last few games for even Miles Sanders, where Miles Sanders' last game had 42 yards against the Niners. That was a tough rushing defense that the Niners had, and he still managed to get 42 yards against them. 90 against the Giants, but then he had 33 against the Giants before that, 61 against the Saints, 65 against Dallas. Turn around with Pacheco. He only had 26 yards against Cincinnati last week, but the week before that, he had 95, 64, 31. I think that they have enough to get over 100 yards, 110 yards combined, to be honest with you. And all it's going to take is for one of these guys to go off. And we've talked about how the Eagles rushing defense is not the best either. Christian McCaffrey got 84 yards against them a couple of weeks ago. Saquon Barkley got 61. In that one game, Gary Brightwell got 60 against them. And then you look at, you know, Alvin Kamara got 73. So I think it's easy enough for Pacheco to get to his part of it. And then Miles Sanders, they're going to lean on him quite a bit to run the ball. So, yeah, I think he can hit his part of it as well.
I think this ties right into beautifully into one of my next player props, which is Isaiah Pacheco. So I think we could just carry the conversation from there, which I took is over 46.5. Rushing yards in this game, and also took his longest rush attempt over 13.5. And everything that you just said there, Rod, is that we've talked a lot about on the PropCast this season that the one weakness for the Eagles team is their rush defense, right? In each of the two playoff games, like you highlighted there, that they gave up 61 to Saquon Barkley only on 9 carries, right? They were behind in that game. They had to rely on Daniel Jones to throw the football. But I think that in this game where right now we're looking at the spread at being -1.5, I think the books are obviously expecting this to be a one possession game, probably coming down to the wire. So I think there's going to be plenty of opportunities to run the football here. So you talked about it, right? They gave up 61 to Saquon Barkley. He also had a longest rush attempt of 39 yards in that game. And then in the conference championship last week, like you mentioned, CMC had 84 rushing yards in that game. I think he had a long rush attempt of 23 yards in that game as well. Pacheco has had at least 10 rush attempts over the past two playoff games for the Kansas City Chiefs. He did get over the rushing yard projection versus the Jaguars, but he was a little bit he was limited against the Bengals last week. But again, this rush defense, I think that he should be able to find some holes. He should be able to take advantage of this rush defense. I think this 46.5 number is very conservative. Also, I took the over on his longest rush attempt of over 13.5 yards. So I think it ties very well together what you just gave out between both Isaiah Pacheco and Miles Sanders.
Well, and what Pacheco brings to it too is a level of explosiveness that I think Philly, you know, they saw last week, obviously with Christian McCaffrey, but you know, it was difficult for them to do anything running game wise when they were down so much anyways. Obviously they tried to throw the ball, but we saw Christian McCaffrey look good against him. And I think Pacheco, I'm not going to say he's exactly the same as Christian McCaffrey, but I think he's got some level of explosiveness on the same level. So yeah, I can definitely see him getting to 50 yards. Like I said, I think they're going to both get over 100 yards, 110 yards. So Pacheco's got to carry his weight if that's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so I gave out 2 and 3 there back to back. Why don't you take us to your next player prop?
All right, so my next one is another kind of combo one, but I'm taking a head-to-head, a player head-to-head, where I've got A.J. Brown. Listen, I know you guys are going to like gasp at this number, but his over against Juju Smith-Schuster, they're giving him 30.5 yards. So I'm going to still take A.J. Brown -30.5 yards over Juju Smith-Schuster. This one's coming in at -115. Look, I'm just saying that A.J. Brown is a transcendent talent. We know this, and we've seen him do perfectly fantastic things on the field, right? 1400 yards in the regular season overall. This number, this 30 and a half number comes from the fact that over the last two playoff games, he's only had 28 and 22 yards altogether. Mm-hmm. But listen, he has faced the Niners top ranked defense, right? And then the New York Giants who let him go off for 95 yards in the game before. So you don't think they game planned against him the next week when they were going to meet him in the playoffs? That happened. So they held him to only 22 yards. But Juju Smith-Schuster, look, the guy's only getting 1, 2, 3, 4 targets a game. Last week, he only had 7 yards against the Bengals, 29 yards against Jacksonville on 2 catches and 2 targets, 35 to close off the regular season, 21 on 2 catches the week before. Juju's kind of a non-factor. I know he's been battling an injury, and they say he's going to be back, but he's still a non-factor in this matchup. MVS is starting to leapfrog him in that game. Jerick McKinnon is catching more passes. So I think A.J. Brown easily clears this 30.5-yard cushion over Juju Smith-Schuster this week.
I think it goes back to what you mentioned when we were talking about the passing defense of the Kansas City Chiefs, right? It's bend but don't break, right? I think that I feel like that it's going to have to be on the shoulders of Jalen Hurts. I know he's dealing with the injury. If there is a scenario that the Eagles are going to be playing from behind, obviously you're going to have to throw the football, and I think you have to rely on guys like A.J. Brown. It also goes back that Juju has been dealing with injuries all throughout the season, right? We've seen him start games but not finish games, and I think there's an opportunity there as well where he might not even get the football. He might not even get the targets. I mean, you laid out the numbers there for Juju there. I think that, again, it's going to have to be – the stars are going to have to shine in this game, especially for the Philadelphia Eagles, whether it's A.J. Brown, whether it's Devontae Smith. So, yeah, I'm not going to argue against it. It's a big number, but, you know, a lot of people say it's a big number for a reason, right? And I think that plays right into it, where I think A.J. Brown does have a big game here, at least head-to-head-wise against Juju in this game. All right, let me go over to my next player prop. I hate to be chalky, but I think this just makes too much sense not to bet this number, especially with all the injuries that we've been dealing with for the Kansas City Chiefs, right? And I'm just going to take Travis Kelce over his receptions. You know, this is something that we talked about when we talked about in the Bills game, that Mahomes is going to go to his most reliable receiver / tight end, which is Travis Kelce, right? And I think that for Kelce, this is their third Super Bowl together for Mahomes, Andy Reid, and more in particular, Travis Kelce. And I think this is going to be the spot where we see Travis Kelce have a huge game because, number one, they are dealing with a lot of injuries, are the Kansas City Chiefs at the wide receiver position, right? I think they already ruled out Mecole Hardman for the rest of the year, obviously for one game. He's been placed on the IR. We just talked about Juju. He's dealing with injuries as well. MBS had a great game in the conference championship against the Cincinnati Bengals. Kelce was a little bit limited in that game, but I think the one area of weakness also for the Philadelphia Eagles is in the middle of the field, right? Where I think that that's where Travis Kelce, we've seen so many times that when Patrick Mahomes just is scrambling out of the pocket, he just finds ways and to get the ball to Travis Kelce. And then we always kind of scratching our heads there, Rod. We're thinking, how does this guy get so wide open? And we've seen it all throughout the time Mahomes and Kelce have been together. So right now, this number, you can get it at either 6.5 or pay a little bit of VIG at -150. If you want to take it up to 7.5 at plus odds around +105, +107. You can do that, but I think that this is going to be a game where Travis Kelce is going to see a lot of targets, and he's probably going to have a lot of receptions in this game. So for me, I won't be surprised if he does have 10-plus targets like he did in the Super Bowl that they won against the San Francisco 49ers. I know he didn't have a big game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they lost that Super Bowl, but I think this is going to be a game where I feel like we're going to see points being scored. Again, Mahomes is probably going to go to the guy that he trusts most, that he has the most rapport with, the best chemistry with, and that is Travis Kelce. So I'm going to go Travis Kelce over. I'm going to give it out at 7.5. I'll take the plus odds. I think that he can get into the possibility of 10 receptions in this game. I really do.
Well, you look at what happens when you're in a big game situation and the guy you feel the most comfortable with is the guy you're going to lean on the most. And we've seen that all playoffs long, basically, and all season long, honestly, with Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. that legend is just going to continue to grow more and more and more. I mean, it'll be a Montana to Dwight Clark type of a relationship by the time it's all said and done, right? That's kind of where we're at. Or any 49ers quarterback and George Kittle at this point.
That's where we're at.
Well, listen, one person he's going to be running away from all game long, I'll tell you right now, is Hassan Reddick. I don't know why I wasn't necessarily, my eyes weren't open to Hassan Reddick until I had to watch him annihilate any Niners quarterback that was back in the backfield. But my next player prop actually is related to that. I say Hassan Reddick gets the first sack of the game. Yeah. And I say this, he's at plus 300 to register the first sack of the game. Like I said, he annihilated my Niners last week. He got to him twice in there. But so, and he's done this several times over too. He's gotten multiple sacks in a game. If I can pull this up, where the heck is my sack total? There it is. So he had two against the Niners, 1.5 against the Giants, and then two against New Orleans, two against Dallas, two against Chicago. Like, the dude just turned into a sack machine over the back half of the season. Patrick Mahomes, guy, I mean, we know that he's elusive. We know that he's 1,000% able to get away from just about anybody chasing him. But last week, he looked suspect. He got sacked three times last week. That Bengals front line was giving him hell, and he was uncomfortable. So I know the Eagles are watching. I know that they were taking notes. So I think that they're going to at least get to him once. You know, Mahomes has been sacked quite a bit. He got sacked twice against Vegas, once against Seattle, twice against Houston, twice against Denver. So I think Hassan Reddick is going to get a sack in this game. And with the money you're getting at plus 300, I'll take a chance on him being the first one to get a sack in this game.
I think it was the first one last week, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And again, I think that he's playing with a lot of confidence, right? And again, I think that for the Eagles, I think they are going to take a page out of what the Buccaneers were able to do against Mahomes in that Super Bowl a few years ago, where they were able to generate all types of pressure on Patrick Mahomes and you know, sack him. And I think that this is going to be an opportunity for Hassan Reddick to, you know, find that edge, beat the offensive lineman off the edge there and possibly get to Mahomes. And I think that at a 3-1 for the way that he's been playing, especially as of late, not only in the playoffs, but also, you know, towards the end of the season, this guy was doing great things defensively for the Philadelphia Eagles. And we saw it last week, right? I think that was on full display of what they expected from Hassan Reddick when they brought him over to the Philadelphia Eagles. So at 3-1 at plus 300, I mean, you know, I can't argue against that. All right, for my last player prop here, we get into some of these player props or game props, or, you know, there's going to be opportunities where you kind of just have to lay the vig. Right. And I think you mentioned that your co-host on the NASCAR gambling podcast, Cody Zeeb, he says that you only you pay the vig when you lose. I mean, if I ask you right now, Rod, how many touchdowns do you think Patrick Mahomes is going to throw in this game?
I would say three.
Yeah. So at 1.5 at minus 220, I'm willing to lay that vig there. Just because, again, Patrick Mahomes has done this and he's played in 13 career playoff games. And he's thrown for two or more touchdowns in 10 of those 13, including five straight games where he's had two or more touchdown passes. And I think that, again, when we talk about MVPs and things like that, whether if the Chiefs win or whether it is the Eagles that do win the football game, if Chiefs win, I think Patrick Mahomes is going to have at least three touchdown passes in this game. But again, like I mentioned, that it's Mahomes. He finds ways to throw the football. Whether it's a sideways pass, whether it's a no-look pass, he finds ways to get the balls to his receiver. And again, when we get into the red zone, we've seen the gimmick plays where they've, you know, had the shovel passes and things like that. But I think Mahomes, when he's done it in 10 out of 13 career games, five straight games, he's thrown at least two-plus touchdowns in the playoffs. Six out of the last seven games in the playoffs, he's done it. And, I mean, the regular season resume speaks for himself. I'm not even going to go through those numbers. So I'm willing to lay the vig here. Minus, what is it right now? I see minus 210 at some books for him to get over 1.5 passing touchdowns. I'm going to lay the vig here, Rod.
If you can make the math work for you, obviously, a winning bet is a winning bet, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just a matter of how you can get the calculator in your favor to make enough money to feel comfortable. So, yeah, like Cody says, you only pay the juice if you lose. So,
yep.
Yeah, got to place a winning bet sometimes.
You have any more player props?
I do, as a matter of fact. I've got one more. At least I've got Harrison Butker. Got to have my kicker prop. Duh.
I was waiting for it.
I know. Here it is. Harrison Butker, his number as actual, his points, total points number is set at 7.5. And this is actually only juiced at -120. So I'm going to take the over on this one. The last couple of games, the last two playoff games, actually, he's had 11 and 9 points. You know, again, I know that Philadelphia is going to be tough to score against touchdown wise. Patrick Mahomes will get his three. That's absolutely, you know, I think Jared, we'll talk about who I think gets one later, but I know that at least Kelsey's in line for a couple probably, and someone else is in line for one, but I think Butker's going to have to kick a couple of field goals at least. So that gives him 6 points, three touchdowns. That gives him what? 9 points. Nine. So there it is. Three touchdowns, two field goals.
Yeah. Again, look, we kind of go through his playoff game log. I mean, he's had a lot of success, you know, getting points, right? I think the AFC Championship game last week, 3 of 3 from, field goals. That's 9 points right there. He didn't even need the extra points. Go back to the divisional game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. 2 field goals, 3 extra points. That got it over the number. Last year in the AFC Championship game, he had 3 extra points, only 1 field goal. But prior to that, against the Bills, 3 field goals made, 3 extra points. So again, it's when you have a quarterback in offense like this, you know, more times than not that they are going to be in the opponent territory is what I'm trying to say, whether it's an opportunity to get an extra point or whether that's or get a field goal attempt. Now, I think the one thing advantage that the kickers do have is that weather is not going to be a factor in this game because we are playing in a dome here in Arizona, in Glendale, right, where the Arizona Cardinals do play. So, you know, whether if it comes down to a decision for Andy Reid that it's, let's say it's 4th and 7 from the 31-yard line, it's more likely than not that he's going to trot Harrison Butker out there to go out there and kick a field goal and put some points on the board. So, yeah, I'm not going to argue against it, especially where I think, like you mentioned, 2 field goals and 2 extra points gets it done for you in this game. So, yeah, 100% behind that. All right, so I think that's 5 player props each there for us. Before we get into our game prop bets here, let me tell everyone about our presenting sponsor and where you can find these prop bets. And that's going to be over at WynnBET. WynnBET is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is active in a bunch of states, and there are a ton of ways to win, including live betting and same-game parlays, also known as WynnBET's Build Your Own Bet, which we will give you at the end of the show. The big game is here, and WynnBET has you covered. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. And if you're ready to play, sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet 100 and get 100. Limited state availability. And of course, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get $1,000 free credit. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 years or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. If you're going to be out in Arizona for the big game, make sure to check out SGP's live show at Ainsworth Thursday at 11 a.m. Register today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game. The show is free, and you'll be able to watch the show and have some drinks with Sean and Ryan and all the guys that will be out there. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game. All right, Rod, let's get into some game prop bets here. We'll give about 5 each again. Why don't you lead us off here? What do you got for your first game prop?
I found a fun one. I've got what will happen first in the game. There's between any score or any punt. Any score, believe it or not, is the underdog here at +110. You're looking at the top 2 scoring teams in the league, right? The Chiefs are first at 29.2. The Eagles are second at 28.1. They have the 2 top teams in total yards, with the Chiefs at 413.6 at first and the Eagles right behind them at 389.1 at second. Combined, these teams are only punting around 3.1 to 3.3 times per game. And so that tells me that there's really very little opportunity for punts. And these guys just score and move the ball down the field. So if I'm going to take my chance on plus money for one of these two teams to open with a score. It doesn't even have to be a touchdown. It could literally be an opening field goal and you cash this prop at plus money. So, yeah, I like it. These two teams, like we said, very rarely punt, and they both are scoring on their first possessions at a very blinding pace, to be honest with you. So, I like this. I like this bet a lot.
Traditionally, we've seen that Super Bowls have gone off to a slow start, but I think what it's really been is that because Tom Brady has been in so many Super Bowls over the past decade or and more, that the first half, the first quarter unders were a thing when Tom Brady, because they just got out of the gate just very, very slow. I went back and looked at the two Super Bowls that the Chiefs were in when they played the your Niners when they won it, and then the one that they lost against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There were 10 points scored in each of those first quarters in those Super Bowls. And I think obviously a field goal and a touchdown. So I think that we'll see both offenses come out here, throw the football around, run the football. I think they'll be able to get into enemy territory, whether it's a field goal, whether it's a touchdown. I like it. I feel like this is going to be a higher scoring game than people are predicting. We've seen the line move towards the over in this game. It's now up to 51. First quarter, depending on the shop, it's at 9.5 or at 10. I think we'll see points being put up in that first drive, whether it is the Eagles or whether it is the Chiefs. And I've seen this so many times throughout the season, Rod. Like you mentioned, these are the two high-scoring teams. At any time the Chiefs got the football first, you automatically saw it. If you haven't been tuned into the game, you already saw a 7 on the board from the Kansas City Chiefs. And again, same thing with the Eagles, right? They're aggressive. They go for it on fourth down. See, they were the highest team with the highest fourth down conversion. And again, maybe not early in the game, but they probably won't have to go for it on fourth down. But again, the opportunity I think is going to be there early in the game for them to put up points. All right. So let me get over to my first game prop here. And again, it wouldn't be a prop betting show here if I didn't at least throw out some referee stats and some ref report stuff, right? So we do have Carl Schaefer that is going to be the official and the referee for Super Bowl. And this is going to be his second game that he's officiated in this big game in as many as 3 years. And I found that very curious because I went back and did some digging. There's some great information out there when we talk about referees and their stats, right? And I write the report for SGPN, but I also do my own research as well. And there's other people that talk about it. And this has been the first time in 35 years, Rod, that a official has been assigned to this game in as many as his second Super Bowl in as many as 3 years. I find that kind of curious. Now, you take a look at what Carl Schaefer's has done officiating in those particular Super Bowls, right? So we'll go back to Super Bowl 51, where he was the referee there between the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots. Now, in that game, he threw a total of 13 penalties, accepted penalties. 9 were called on the Falcons, 4 were on the Patriots. And then let's fast forward to the last Super Bowl, which he officiated between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In that game, he called, 15 total penalties in that game. I think 11 of those were nine of those were against the Kansas City Chiefs alone for 120 yards. He only called 4 on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for 39 yards. Now let's fast forward to this season. This season, Carl Schaefer's was the one official that called the most penalties this season of any official out there. And I went back and looked at my game log from all the referee stats that I do keep track of. In games with the Kansas City Chiefs, he was involved in 2 of those games, which was week 5 against the Las Vegas Raiders, where they were a 7.5-point favorite. The Chiefs won that game 30-29, but I think in that game, I need to double check this. I think he threw, I want to say it was 15 total penalties in that game. Let's fast forward to week 15 against the Texans in Houston. Chiefs, a 14-point favorite against the Texans in Houston. Chiefs won that game in overtime 30-24, but in that game, Carl Schaefer's threw 10 accepted penalties against the Chiefs for 102 yards. Texans, the worst team in the league, were only called for 4 penalties for 33 yards. Now let's add on top of this fact that this season, Schaefer's accounted for 17% of the total penalties called against the Chiefs and 20% of the penalty yards against the Chiefs this season. Now, we talk about what, 17 games that we played this season, Rod? 20% of the yardage that was called against the Chiefs was by Schaefer's. I don't know if there's something going on or something happened between Carl Schaefer's and the Chiefs, but he's throwing the flags out there. This is going to be his third big game, like I mentioned. He's flew over this number in both of those big games, 13 and 15, like I mentioned. I'm going to take the over 10 here. I think the stats are backing it up. If you want to play a team penalties, I think you can find that as well. But I think this one is really rather easy to find. Total accepted penalties combined by both teams over 10 here, Rod.
Did Andy Reid just not come to his birthday party? Like
something like that. I don't know. Maybe he didn't send him an invite or something happened there. I don't know what's going on, but there seems like there's a vendetta between the Schaefer's and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, maybe that wasn't his least favorite team growing up. And he's like, anytime I can stick it to him now that I'm older, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility as well. I don't know who the rival was for the Kansas City Chiefs back in the day, but yeah, it just seems like that he just has something against. So I took over 10 accepted penalties in this Super Bowl. I think the stats are backing it up there. So that's my first game prop bet here. Rod, take us over to your next one, man. What do you got?
All right, I'm going to move over to the Kansas City Chiefs. I think their first offensive play is going to be a rush play. This one is juiced at minus 130, but you know, you only pay the juice if you lose, and I don't think it's that bad. The pass, if you're interested in the past, if you really don't think I'm right, it's at plus 110. So, I mean, that's kind of fun too. You may even hedge if you want to, but I think the run is going to happen only because it's happened. Well, first of all, Isaiah Pacheco got the first carry of the first play from scrimmage of the game or the last two playoff games. But you even go back two games before that, it's Pacheco right end, Pacheco left end, Pacheco up the middle. So he's gotten the first carry. That game script is pretty much been set in stone over the last four games. The only time it was really broken was against the Seahawks a few weeks ago when Mahomes actually threw a pass to Noah Gray for that first play of the game. But the Chiefs have been pretty content to just get the game going by handing the ball off to Isaiah Pacheco. And listen, for an offense that can get super creative and super explosive right out of the gate, I always feel like that first play for them is just to get things settled down because, you know, you have all these hyper horses that are waiting behind the gate, right? And sometimes you just need that moment, that first play, that first hit to get everybody just kind of settled down and in the mood. And watching the Chiefs play, that's kind of how I feel. Like they're, you know, they're snorting, they're stomping, they're getting ready to get out of the gates. And sometimes you just got to say, hey, listen, take a deep breath. Now we'll go. So that first play to Isaiah Pacheco, I think, is going to happen. And that'll be the first play that the Chiefs run is just a straight give to Pacheco.
I think that, again, we talked about how bad this Philadelphia Eagles rush defense is, right? I think that overall DVOA, I think they were ranked number 24 during the regular season. And I think that establishing the run game, again, we don't need to take pressure off of Mahomes because he is the best quarterback in the league. But again, I think that keeping the defense on their toes, right, I think that's something that you're going to have to do in this game, whether that's with Isaiah Pacheco, whether it's Jerick McKinnon for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think just take those couple hits, whether you're the offensive line, you're Isaiah Pacheco, and just kind of get settled into the game. We can see Patrick Mahomes chunk the ball 50 yards down the field on the first play as well, but I think just because this Philadelphia Eagles rush defense is terrible, I think we'll see Isaiah Pacheco get established early and often in this game. So I don't hate this play for the Kansas City Chiefs first offensive play. All right, for my next game prop here, I'm going to go over to that second quarter. And this was kind of eye-popping to me. Total touchdowns in the second quarter. I'm going to go, it's over 1.5 at minus 120. And we talked about in the regular season here, Rod, that the Philadelphia Eagles were the best scoring team in that second quarter. They were number one at 12.4 points per game. They scored two touchdowns in the last game alone against the San Francisco 49ers. Number three on this list, the Kansas City Chiefs. They came into the season averaging, or at the end of the season, I'm sorry, I should say 10.1 points per game. In the second quarter. So when I have two of the three teams that are scoring a lot of points in that second quarter at 1.5. I can see a scenario where Philly gets both touchdowns, or I can see both teams get one touchdown each. So I'm going to go over 1.5 touchdowns scored in the second quarter here, Rod.
I love it so much because it correlates with actually two of the bets that I have coming up next. And I'll skip ahead to actually one that it even more correlates with. And that's the Philadelphia Eagles to score more points in the first half than the Chiefs. And for a lot of the reason that you said, but look, you look at the first half points for the Eagles so far, they're averaging 17.4 points in the first quarter alone, 15.6 for the Kansas City Chiefs. But I mean, most of the damage that Philly does, and all season long, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and regale you every single game's results, but you look at the game log, it's like 27 points, 24 points, 28 points, all in the first half. And then of course they, you know, kind of fall away in the second half. Their second half number is not quite as strong as their first, but not too far of a fall off, 10.6. So a full touchdown drop off from the first to the second half for the Eagles. But again, Eagles get out to a fast start. It's what they do. And look, even if it's only 21 to like whatever to 17 or to 14 in the first half, I think that the Eagles are going to jump out to a lead in the first half, and it's going to result in the Chiefs having to kind of come from behind in the second half, which they are more than capable of doing, as we've seen time and time again. So I like it. It's at, actually, what did I say? I said that it was at +110, which I don't understand, because Chiefs are a first half team. So I'm definitely going to load up on them on first on plus money. And then this one kind of rolls into the next one, Munaf. Yeah, so I'll go on that one and then just let you kind of go on both. But I have the point. I have points to be scored in the first 5 minutes of the game. Yes is at +175. So I like this because we just talked about it. That first drive is going to probably end up in points. Mm-hmm. So, and these teams to score a lot of points, it's not long drives, right? It's all drives that happen quickly. So an under 5 minute drive for the first score, I mean, that is fully capable, that is fully feasible. And I think +175 is a great price for that. So Eagles, more points in the first half, +110, and then points scored in the first half at +175. So I like that.
So when this game ends 3-0, Rod, we're going to be probably licking our wounds a little bit.
So long as those 3 points are scored in the first, and it's the only points that the Eagles score in the first half, right?
Then can you just good. Imagine that, like the first drive results in a field goal for one of these teams, so whether it's the Eagles or whether it is the Kansas City Chiefs, and we just don't get anything for the rest of the game. Oh God. No, but I think, I think we're again, just based off of our player props and our game props here, I think we're just expecting to see points in this game, man. And I think when you have these two explosive offenses, I mean, look, we mentioned the numbers, right? There were one top three as far as points per game. First half scoring, second quarter scoring, both these teams were top three. I think we'll see points being scored early and often in this game. So, I like it, man. I'm not going to argue against that. Which kind of ties into my next player prop here, or sorry, game prop. Will the game be tied after 0-0 again? I'm going to take the yes at -130. I think this kind of dives into or kind of correlates with what the game spread is right now, right? Whether it opened up as a pick, -1, -1.5, where we're currently sitting with the Eagles. I think it's going to be a close game. Again, if they get out to a 7-0 lead or a 3-0 lead, if it gets a 7-3, I think there's enough possibility where, again, we see a 10-10 game or a 14-14 type of game, because I think it's going to be back and forth. And I think that, again, the spread is indicating that pretty much at a pick at -1, it's going to be a close game. So let's just say, again, the Eagles get out and score a touchdown. I think that the Chiefs will respond. I think we'll see this game tied again after 0-0. So I'm taking that yes at -130.
I think the more feasible way is for it to be tied again at 7-7. I mean, I think the first drive could end up in a touchdown, and then the other team can go right back around and score another touchdown. So definitely like this. I love it at -132. That's usually a pretty higher juice than that. So I like it.
Yeah. All right. I'll give out here another one. I'm going to go with total third down conversions in this game. Give me the over 11.5. when I was digging into this prop here and I was looking at, you know, first down conversions, third down conversions, both of these teams were top eight in the entire football league this season as far as third down conversions. Now, let's just pray and hope that Kansas City is not in third and one situations, because they are the worst in the league in those situations. But again, I think they do find ways to, again, the numbers are indicating that Kansas City finished this season number eight with 5.6 third down conversions per game. Philadelphia was tied at number four at 6.2 with the Buffalo Bills and the Dallas Cowboys at 6.2, like I mentioned. So, you know, we talk about the dynamic play calling that both of these teams have, honestly, from Nick Sirianni, their running game, when you're able to utilize a quarterback like Jalen Hurts, whether he can run the football, whether the, again, quarterback sneaks are a thing with him, running the football with Miles Sanders, Kenneth Gainwell. We've seen the gimmick plays. And also with the Kansas City Chiefs, right? I mean, we've seen it with Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, that they come up with, you know, creative play calling when it comes into the third down juncture of a game. And the numbers speak for themselves. At 11.5, I thought this number was a little conservative. I'm going to take the over. I think both these teams combined against their opponents in both of their playoff games did go over this number of third down conversions. So at 11.5, I'm going to take the over here, Rod.
Well, and just like you said, both of these teams, they don't play for just three downs. Like, they're not playing to do three down football. Like, they're not scared to go for four. So a lot of that time, it takes them into a situation where they're in a third and manageable, because they're not trying to get, you know, they're not looking at 4 yards, or fourth downs, they're looking at three downs. So
yeah. But all right, let's see.
I got one more.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, because I don't know if we're a little thrown off. We all.
It's okay. We're throwing out as many props as we can here.
Oh, perfect.
Go ahead, Brad.
Well, then let's close up the scoring for me. I got both teams to score 25 points. I found this at plus 215. What? I mean, we just talked about how these are the two top scoring teams in the league, both of them well over 25, if not close to 30. And I know that the defenses kind of tightened up last week, right, against their prospective teams, but you know, that was San Francisco on their 15th string quarterback. And then, you know, the Chiefs just came out and like made Joe Burrow's day a living hell, but they still almost got to 25 points if it weren't for, you know, them not being able to score 25. But even still, I think that this is going to be easily both of them scoring 25 points. I like the plus 215 out of this, especially.
Yeah. Again, I'm on the over in this game. At over 15.5. And again, I think that it's going to take both teams to contribute to this. I wouldn't be surprised if both teams are in the 30 point mark range, or both teams put up 27 plus points, or they both get four touchdowns each. Again, we talked about how dynamic these offenses are. We're not going to regurgitate the numbers again, but at plus odds, I do love this to be a high scoring game. So yeah, definitely love that one as well. All right. So that is all the game props that I have. You have any more here, Rod?
Nope. That was my last one.
All right. So before we get to our win bet, build your own bet, we'll give that, and then we'll wrap it up with maybe a one best bet from each of our player prop and game props. Let me tell everyone about what is going on over at SGPN for the big game. There are plenty of contests happening for the big game coming up this Sunday. The first one, it's going to be the big game bingo. Make sure to sign up on the SGPN app and get your own big game bingo card full of all your favorite big game prop bets. And if you get bingo, you'll win a $57 SGPN gift card. The only catch is you must be subscribed to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the NFL Gambling Podcast on YouTube to win. Also, the SGPN 57 Bets Challenge. In honor of the big game, SGPN is hosting a prop betting contest. Make your picks for 57 different props. Winner will get $570 in cash and a $570 gift card to the SGPN store. But they're only exclusively on the SGPN app. And the best part, it's all free to enter. Just make sure to download the app and get into these contests. Again, free to enter. a lot of cash prizes, gift cards to the SGPN store as well. So make sure to get in, like I mentioned, only exclusively on the SGPN app. All right, Rod. So let's get into our kind of same game parlay here. I guess we'll say, but it's officially build your own bet over on WinBet. We'll throw out one each here. Rod, why don't you lead us off, my man?
All right. Now I am waiting for mine to load up. Where did it go? Oh, you're gonna have to get to yours because mine. Okay. Yeah.
I'll go first.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So for mine, I have about five parts to it. It's going to be, like I mentioned, I did like the over in this game. So I took over 15.5 points. I took Travis Kelce to score at least two touchdowns in this game. I think that, again, we talked about how I think crucial Travis Kelce is to this offense and the injuries that they are dealing with on the Kansas City Chiefs side. I think that's going to be a big game for Travis Kelce. If it's anything related to the Sims, the Madden Sims that the bosses ran earlier this week, Travis Kelce had two touchdowns in that game. So I think that he'll get two touchdowns in this game. Again, we've seen the shovel passes, the times that Travis Kelce has, you know, been able to find space in the end zone when, you know, Mahomes is, you know, doing his thing. So two touchdowns for Travis Kelce. I'm going to go back to Dallas Goedert. I think this is going to be a big tight ends game. So Dallas Goedert, at least 45 receiving yards. I also took the second half to be the higher scoring half. I think that we'll see points being put up in both halves, but I feel like that we'll see the offenses really, really break out in the second half. So I'm going to go high scoring half. It's going to be a second one. And then I'm going to keep this one last leg simple. Patrick Mahomes, 275 or more passing yards. So just to go back, that's over 50.5 for the game. Travis Kelce, two or more touchdowns. Dallas Goedert, 45 or more receiving yards. Second half to be the highest scoring half. And then Patrick Mahomes to have 275 or more passing yards. Those come out to 20-1 for this game here, Rod. So that's going to be my build your own bet.
Woo, I love it. That's a lot of goodness. All right there. My browser ate it. So I'm building this as we actually go along. So let's have some fun with me as I build this bet out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with the Eagles over 13.5 points in the first half. Again, that's kind of going off of what I had talked about before. I will take a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown to build into that as well. We just know how explosive Jalen Hurts can be. We know that he tends to take it himself when he needs to. And just the fact of the matter is he's going to need to against this Chiefs team because it's not, you know, this is not going to be easy for them to outscore the Chiefs. So I very much think that he's in line for a touchdown pass. And then I have got Travis Kelce with an anytime touchdown. I mean, come on, dude. Yeah. It's Travis Kelce. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I have Travis Kelce 65 total receiving yards.
Okay.
My bad. I'm sorry. I like Travis Kelce to have a big game. We talked about how he's going to have to find those open holes and bail out his quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I think he does that quite often. I think this is a game where he's going to get at least 70 to 80 yards in this game. So I like that. Then I've got Miles Sanders at 45 plus rushing yards because, of course, you know, we talked about the fact that both of those running games are going to have to get going. And I think basically it's going to have to be Miles Sanders to do it as well. And then I've got a Philadelphia Eagles to race to 16 points. I think they get to 16 points first, honestly. And I think that's gonna happen. So
okay.
Last leg, I've got one more leg because I'm going crazy with this. I want this to be big. A Boston Scott anytime touchdown.
Ooh, I like that.
That gives me 35-1. Boston Scott's been scoring touchdowns like
no
over the last few weeks. So
yeah.
I think they sneak one into him. He's gotten good carries within the 20-yard line. So that's my sneaky one that puts it up to 35-1.
I love it, man. Again, it's always fun to try to build these build your own bets. So there's a lot of great options on their menu. So we gave out one each year. Hopefully we both cash ours, but I think it'll be great if at least one of us can cash ours here for this big game on Sunday. All right. So that's our build your own bets. Let's get into our best bets now here, Rod. What we'll do, we'll give out one best bet player prop and then one best bet game prop. Do you want me to go first? You want to go first?
Oh, I can go first on this one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I really think my best bet is the Sanders and Pacheco over 109 total rushing yards. That's just such a low number for both of these guys. They're both explosive players. I really don't think that this is going to be any trouble for them to each hit at least 55 yards in this game.
Okay. I'll give out mine and then we'll go over to the game best bet. So my best bet player prop, I'm going to go with Travis Kelce, man. I'll go over it on his receptions. 7.5, that one's at plus money. Again, I can see the neighborhood where he does get into 9 or double-digit receptions here in this game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, talking about the injuries for the wide receivers right now. We already know that Mecole Hardman is going to be out for this game. I think the other guys are planning to be there and playing in this game. But again, I think it just comes down to those crucial moments. I think that Patrick Mahomes is going to be looking for Travis Kelce. So I'll take over 7.5 receptions for Travis Kelce at plus money. If you want to go 6.5, play a little bit of VIG. I think that, he's going to clear this number, whether it's 6.5 or 7.5. So that's my player prop best bet. Rod, game prop best bet, what do you got?
I like both teams to score at least 25 points. I love it. The fact that it's 2.5 to 1, 2 point plus 250.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, you can't get wrong with that.
Yep. I like it as well. For my best bet game prop, I'm going to go total touchdowns in the second quarter over 1.5. Like I mentioned, both these teams were top 3 in scoring in the second quarter during the regular season. We talked at volumes about what the Eagles were able to do in that second quarter, just week out during the regular season. And when you have these two explosive offenses, I think that, again, we'll see both of these teams being able to score at least one touchdown each. If not, one team can get both of them for us, and we'll be in the money as far as that goes. So those are our prop bets, our build your own bet. Rod, before we get out of here, let's just give our official game predictions for this game. What do you got as your final score and your MVP?
I think it's 34-30. The Kansas City Chiefs come out on top. Of course, Mahomes has to be the MVP in that game because it's Mahomes. And he's gonna play his ass off, and no one's going to be able to deny him another MVP.
I'm going to go 31-27. Chiefs get it done. I'm going to go Travis Kelce, MVP, 10 receptions, 165 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Hey, I'll take all of that. That just means that all my props are going to hit pretty much. Yep. But I do have one more.
Yeah. Give it out.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
The Gatorade color is, I think it's going to be blue. Plus 400. Is the total for blue. 3 out of the last 4 years, it's been blue. I'm just saying.
4-1.
Pretty much 4-1.
All right, there it is. Yeah, there we go. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of the PropCast. A lot of prop bets here that we gave out. We'll come back probably next week. I'll be on vacation, but the week after, we'll come back. We'll review our player prop or the prop bets from the Super Bowl. And Rod, we'll go back and look at our regular season-long prop bets as well, see how we did on those. And then we'll just kind of get into some off-season stuff at that point as well. Anything else you want to mention before we get out of here, my man?
Just follow me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. There's a link in the bio to everything I got going on, whether it's here, whether it's Sportsbook Review, whether it is In Between Media, all that fun stuff. And catch the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. Man, we are heating up. Daytona is coming up in a couple of weeks after the Super Bowl. So lots of fun to be had in that NASCAR Gambling Podcast.
Yep, NASCAR is officially back. Make sure to check out Rod and Cody over on the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. Like I mentioned, a lot of great contests, free contests going on for the big game over on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Just make sure to download that app. They're all free to enter. Just hit the contest tab in the app. Get in there. A lot of cash prizes, a lot of gift cards that are being given out to the SGPN merch store. So definitely get in there. Again, like I mentioned, it's all free to enter. All right, we'll be back a week after next. Enjoy the big game this Sunday. Bet responsibly. Hopefully we come out with some winners. Till then, good luck with your bets. Let's break these books off and let it ride.